A few weeks back, when I needed to move an organ from Mansfield to Christ the King in Iowa Park, I asked several college students from MSU to give me a hand. And about five of them showed up, and one of them told me that he was going to help me, but he didn't show up. So when I saw him at MSU, I asked him, "Where were you on that day?" He said, "Probably working." And the campus minister there, Debbie, said, "But I thought you didn't work that week." So he got caught. He got caught forgetting. So I asked him, "So what did you do on that day?" He said, "To be honest, Father, I was probably sinning." "Okay." So, but very honest guy. So I look at him, I said, "Really? You were sinning?" He said, "I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm probably sinning sometime, you know." So all of us sin one way or another. I told you before, I sin every day. Sometimes I sin two or three times a day, you know. And we all sin. And we all fail short to love God in one way or another. That's who we are. We're human beings. We're weak. We are being filled down or dragged down with concupiscence, the tendency to sin, huh? And it's oftentimes not only the sin that we have done, but also the sins of omission, the things that we haven't done according to what God had called us to do. And that's why repentance is important, huh? Repentance isn't just a one-time phenomenon. Repentance is not a few-time phenomenon. Repentance is a daily desire to convert or change our heart to God. Repentance is needed always because it's important. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but before I go to sleep each day, I try to do an examination of my conscience. What I have done right, what I have failed to do in order to love God in my prayer, and also, but most important of all, with my interaction with other people. And I see myself falling short all the time. But that is not keeping me from being despair, or that keep me from saying, "Oh, what's the point? I'm going to fail again." No. The point is that we recognize who we are and the things that we're still working with. But that not the period. That's the beginning of our contemplation of how we can truly reflect on ways to better ourselves, change ourselves in our words and in our actions to love God. The first reading today tells us that even in the darkness, the prophet Baruch tells us that God will come to save his people and change their heart. That is so important. God continued to come to his people, to each and every one of us, to change our heart so that we can love. And St. Paul said very so beautiful today in the second reading that what God had begun in us, may we allow him to bring it to fulfillment. How wonderful that is. Do you believe that? Whatever he had begun in you and I at the moment of our baptism, every time we receive reconciliation, every time we receive the Eucharist, what he had begun in us, he will bring into fulfillment. So it's up to us to trust in that and to hope in that instead of being dragged down by our own despair or our own self-righteousness. So St. Paul tells us and he shows us very beautiful ways of how we can live that out. And he said, this is my prayer for you. Number one, that your love may increase ever more and more in the knowledge and every kind of perception. No matter what happened in our life or what will happen, never, never stop increasing our love and our knowledge for the truth so that we perceive not according to our own perception, but we perceive and see things as God sees them. That's important. That takes prayer. To see things not as we like them to be, but see things according to the perception of God. See things not just in 3 months, or in 6 months, or in a year, or whatever goals we have set for ourselves, but see things from the scope of eternity, what God wants of us. That is the real perception that we have, fixing our eyes on God and seeing things that God sees them. Our salvation, our good, what He had begun in us, He will bring into fulfillment. Huh? And therefore, it leads us toward the second point that He said, to discern what is of value. Each and every day, we have to make a lot of decisions, and always decisions about different goods that exist, right? And they're all competing goods in our life, right? In our right mind, we never choose evil or what's bad for us. They're all goods. But we have to choose the goods that not just beneficial for us now, but the good that are beneficial for us for eternal life, for eternity. The good that not beneficial for us, for our group, our perception, our goal, or whatever, but the good for the greater whole, for all humanity. In our decision making as a nation and as an individual, are we making sure that we discern what is of value, not just for our own benefits or our own advantage, but also for the good of those who might have no voice, for the good of those who are struggling, for the good of those who are living on the fringes of society, for the good of those who are being ignored and abandoned, for the good of those who will never get recognized by others. We need to discern the value from the lens of God, from the dignity of each and every person as He had made him or her to be. Third, it's a call to be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. So we just don't go to confession, or we just don't seek conversion once in a while. We need to reconcile with God, huh, and cleanse our heart as much as needed. How often do you and I clean our eyeglasses? I need to clean my eyeglasses very often. Because what happened? I have a bad habit that sometimes I put my fingers there and then it has smudges all over. I have to clean it, right? So confession helps us to clean the smudges that we have received, huh? So that we see things clearer, so that we can be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. I try my best, and sometimes it's hard, to go to confession at least once a month, because it's important. Not because that I kill somebody or that I run over somebody, but I know that I just don't confess when I have mortal sins. I need to confess when things are heavy in my heart, that I know that Christ invites me to pour out my heart, to truly be humble. I'm not asking you to be like Mother Teresa, who confessed every day. But I'm not asking you and I to be humble enough to recognize our sins, so that we confess our sins in front of God and let the church to reconcile us, so that our heart become pure and blameless. If we are too worried about what other people will think of us when we go to confession, we're worrying about our own self-image. Think about that. We worry about our own self-image, what we want to perceive to be, or what we want other people to see us to be. And then we hide all these secrets and make ourselves into someone else that we're not. So the ability to be pure and blameless, huh, is the ability to pour our heart and come to Jesus Christ and the church as we are. Huh? So that we can be filled with the fruit of righteousness that come to Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God our Father. This fruit of righteousness isn't self-justification. It isn't for our own self-righteousness, but the righteousness that comes from God. I know who I am and who I belong to. So this message of conversion is that Saint John the Baptist had preached in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord." We need to make straight our path. Whatever is crooked right now, in our mind, in our action, we need to make them straight. Every valley shall be filled. Valley are oftentimes is the image of hopelessness, losing hope. Whatever is deterring us from having hope, despair, we fill them with knowing that our hope is in God. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. Well, mountains and hills are often obstacles, and they're all over us, right? Yes, we need to make them low, knowing that they're there, but they do not define me. They do not hold me back. Some days I will just put one foot ahead of the other, but I will try to conquer the mountain and the hills with the grace of God. The winding roads shall be straight, meaning whatever we have added on our life that make things more complicated, simplify them. Make straight the road. Whatever winding right now, make straight toward Christ. No more excuse. No more whatever. Make straight the way. The rough ways made smooth. Some people come to me and say, "Father, I don't think I sin much." Or that, "You know, only my husband or my wife sin. I'm only speaking the truth." Sometimes you speak the truth too roughly. So there are many ways to say the same thing. And if our ways are rough, maybe it's smooth. There are many different ways to say one thing, and we can speak the truth in charity. That's a skill, right, that we all have to learn. And last of all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Do we desire, do our body, our soul, our everything desire the salvation of God yet or not? Or are we only living day by day? My brothers and sisters, this is the time for it. Advent is a wonderful time for us to work on what is needed so that Christmas comes, when Christmas comes, we make our own home, no matter how imperfect it might be. We genuinely make our heart this home so that Jesus Christ could come in and dwell with us.